Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chip Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave McCarty. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hale strikes out. There goes Mack. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Baines takes first base on ball 4. McLemore moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McCarty strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoyles moves to second. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hammonds hits a line drive off the glove of Pagliarulo, and into shallow left field. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Hoyles scores. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mac. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Hammonds scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Mack reaches second base with a double. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Winfield moves to third. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to second for the out. Winfield scores. One out. It's Twins, 2, Orioles, 2. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Pagliarulo. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Pagliarulo steals second. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCarty is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reynolds. Pagliarulo scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Mears moves to second. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hammonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Winfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Orioles, 3. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Pagliarulo reaches second base with a double. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarty strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Williamson now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson fires to first and picks off Reynolds. 2 outs. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Harper and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. McLemore moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Larry Cajun now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Mark McLemore now playing right field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Hartley now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 3 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Tsamy's now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Harper for a passed ball. Ripken moves to third. Segui moves to second. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Chuck Knobloch pinch hits for Dave McCarty. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Derek Lee pinch hits for Pat Mears. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lee strikes out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mack moves to second. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.